We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Elisa Starr, Elisa Starr. Buttermouth, breathtaking, so bizarre. Elisa Starr.
Hello, Elisa. I'm Elisa. Hello, you guys. Somebody just got stoned. Okay, so this is my thought of the day. Now, Republicans have already made inroads. They're already disassembling Roe versus Wade in like 22 states, I think. So that's pretty close to being a done deal in a lot of them. Roe versus Wade, in case you have never paid attention, is the law that allows women to have abortions. In all of those new states, if you get an abortion, you can go to jail. Any of the family of the guy who knocked you up can sue you for damages. Even if you were raped, their family can sue for custody and damages. There won't be any abortion available in like Florida, in the entire state. But also, if you travel to another state to get an abortion, all the same rules apply. You can be thrown in jail. You can be sued by the family of the guy who knocked you up. It all applies no matter where you go. If you're a woman, your womb is not yours. That's what the new laws being put into place are. So it's going to be interesting, because some of this could be translated for trans people. Like the, I don't know. That's a separate tangent. What I was going to say is, now that they've started dismantling Roe versus Wade, there are some senators starting to talk about how birth control should be made illegal. Now that they've got the abortion gone, now they're going to get into birth control. The morning after pill was revolutionary to me and my friends in the 90s. It was hard to get, actually much the same as it is today, because if you go to get an abortion pill, a morning after pill, there are pharmacists who won't sell it to you because it's against their religion. If you're a man, you're much more likely to actually be able to get the morning after pill when you go into a pharmacy. I don't think you have to have a prescription yet. That was a big deal in the 80s and 90s. Well, in the 90s, when it was finally legalized to get it, is you had to have a prescription for it for a long time. Now you can buy it off the counter, but only if the pharmacist agrees. And, you know, a lot of them don't. I think it just feels good to have the power of being able to say no to somebody about something like that. But I've never wanted to say no to somebody when it came to their own body. I've always wanted them to just do whatever the fuck they want. So it's hard for me to get into the mindset of those fucking asshole pharmacists. You can look all this up online. This is the kind of thing that I've always paid attention to. as a lady with a womb. So, you know, it just affected me a lot because there were some times I needed that fucking morning after pill, or it was really hard to get an HIV test for a long time. And when I'd ask for one, doctors would call me a whore. So the right to abortion has been a tug of war since Roe versus Wade in the 70s. And as somebody who has been part of that tug of war with a lot of other women, like, we all have horror stories about going to clinics, people yelling at you, you know, anti-abortioners get really in your face about it. Doctors want to talk you out of it. Nurses want to talk you out of it. I've had so many Christians tell me that rather than some stranger get an abortion, that stranger should find this Christian, this Becky Christian, and Becky Christian would take care of that kid. And I'm like, I'm not sure Becky Christian is qualified, but also, are you literally asking to take care of all the unwanted babies in the world? Because if you are, that's called a social safety net. You know what prevents abortion? Making sure that women have enough money to take care of their kids. If you can't have one, you can't have the other. And that's what this podcast is about. That's why it's super long and pretty political, is that all of this removing abortion. So if we do get pregnant, we can't get rid of it. We have to have the child. And then removing birth control, so it's much more likely that we get pregnant, are ways of controlling women's wombs. And that's what everybody's framing it as. I think that's true. You know, men have wanted to be in control of women for a really long time. It's exhausting. But I don't think that's the point of this. I think the point of this is to make sure we have a continuation of starving, desperate, lower class people. I think that the best part about making sure there are poor people, as, you know, Jeff Bezos, who doesn't pay his workers and doesn't hurt them when they're helped and lets them get, you know, lose limbs in their lives in the warehouse, all that stuff. You know, Walmart paying their employees slave wages. Goodwill, employing people who are disabled and paying them less than able people. Just all of these different corporations that make sure that poor people are desperate. Poor people will do fucked up things in the workplace. If you make sure that the wages are lower, you have a desperate class willing to do almost anything. And the thing about poor people is you can always make more. You know, poor people don't live as long, but, you know, this is a way of making a generation of slavish poor people. This is a way of making sure that there's two generations of Americans so desperate and poor that they will do anything for food and clothing and safety. Because if you make sure a woman has six babies, some wombs are built that way. I have a friend who's had like three abortions, one kid, and two miscarriages, right? That's another thing that has always been true, is that as a woman, you've been able to get thrown in jail or sued. I mean, even since Roe versus Wade, if you miscarry, there's sometimes an investigation into whether or not you did it to yourself. Usually this investigation is It's probably very man-based, I'm assuming. But yeah, there have been women in the last 30 or 40 years who've been thrown in jail because they miscarried. So, wait, why was I on that tangent? So sometimes we have these wombs that just make babies my friend said to me once, she was like, you know, if I'd been born in the 1500s, I would have been dead by 40. I would have had 8 children. I wouldn't have been able to feed them. I would spend all my time working or giving birth. She's like, and I would have died at 30 or 40. So that's pretty much what these Republican laws are going for. They want to create a slave class. And the best way, the easiest way to do it is to ensure that there are fewer resources for more people. And, you know, if we can't make our own decisions about how much money we have to have a child, how much emotional energy or interest you have in raising a kid, like you're stuck with one if you do the fucking. I'm imagining too, if they can get the birth control, we might even see it go all the way. In the 50s and 60s, condoms were illegal. You could only get one if you were a married woman. I think you might have even had to have your husband's permission or something. It was hard to get. I don't remember. But the Republicans might take some places back that far. The final thing I wanted to say is that historically, the thing that brings a country from third world to first world is women's ability to control their wombs. Birth control is the first sign of a first world nation, of a nation that's going to be able to stabilize itself and feed its people, that has a working government. So what I'm saying is losing these rights completes the process of demoting us. Losing the right to women's health care makes us a third world country. So Florida, which some will argue has always been a third world country, like legally qualifies, but also like are people like the other countries in the world are going to be like, oh, okay, America is a third world country now because it's so hard. You know, the water sucks and there are so many poor people begging on the streets. You have to wait in line for food. In order to survive, people have to have 2 or 3 jobs. Money's not worth very much in there. So you can take, you know, your Belgium money there and live like a king. Like, we're going to become, like, Thailand's fine and we're going to become old Thailand. Russia's fine. We're going to become like old Russia. Like, just so you know, this is the final pin in our society, in America's demotion. And I know that sounds scary, but there are some fun things about living in a third world country. One of my favorite things is that people just stop worrying about laws exactly, and they just, if there's an empty building, people move in. Like, squatting is going to become a thing again. That is my deepest wish for our Armageddon future, is that instead of, like, sleeping outside of these giant empty buildings, you know, these, like, 500 people move into them, you know, and then all of those of us who were doing the BLM stuff can form a link around that building. You know, the cops always have been, but will more likely become openly protective of property over people. But I am hoping that we form like a gang of like, I mean, there used to be a gang of queers who would walk the park, walk you home from the bar. If you were nervous, they would make sure you were safe. They were trained to protect people. That broke down a long time ago. That was 10 years ago, I think, even before COVID. But I don't know. I always found it to be a romantic idea. I mean, I think every American still holds on to this dream of a good guy with a gun. But that's my goal, is to just in our coming descent from what we were to whatever we're going to be, I hope it just means that poor people take more shit. You know, if they're going to deny us dignity, food, property, access to our own bodies, we can just start taking their shit. You know, they've created a third world nation for us to live in. We tried to make it first world for a long time. And all of this means that we lost, but we can still make them pay. Off with their heads, I say. And if you are anti-abortion, why the fuck have you been listening to my show for so long? It just seems like your values and my values probably don't line up that much. It shouldn't be a surprise that I'm pro-abortion. I think abortion is rad. Sometimes I even say it's my favorite thing. A lot of people call it pro-choice. That's from some chicken shit shit. I am pro-abortion. I think people should have abortions. I know this isn't a big deal, but it was before the shout your abortion thing. So, in closing, yeah, dudes want to own ladies' bodies, but it's more about poverty. It's more about continuing to churn out poor people. Because like I said, you can make more pores. When the last bit of pores that you had working for you die, and they'll do it early because you worked them to death, you just have to make sure that there are more pores coming. So these laws that they're creating don't just hurt liberals. They hurt everybody who wants to eat, to be clothed, to be fed, to have a chance to take care of their children. You know, like, children are already the most hungry portion of the United States. They're the most poor, they're the most underfed group in the U.S. This will make many more poor children. And whether or not you're pro or anti-abortion, starving kids doesn't sound good, right? Like, it's kind of a bummer. It's hard to think about. It's hard to look at. So just whenever you're hearing about these laws, whenever you're hearing about any of this shit, try to remember that this is deliberate. This is not about women and men. It's about money, just like everything comes down to money. So that was my thought of the day. I know it was like 10 thoughts, you guys, and I'm sorry it was so long. I hope it was worth listening to. As usual, today's thought of the day is brought to you by Snarky Cards. And today's Snarky Card is Happy Abortion. Good job.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.